大家好，我是杨丽。6月5日是世界环境保护日。So why don't we do something to find out what people have done to protect the environment? And perhaps you could learn some new ideas and eco-friendly products that you may not be aware of. 听听英国人使用的环境保护产品都有哪些。
都市掠影
On the town
就在 BBC Learning English
From BBC Learning English
World Environment Day started in 1973. That's 38 years ago. The question is, where is Britain now? How eco-conscious are we? Now, let's begin with two people sharing their concerns. There are three keywords I'd like you to pay attention to. Recycling. R-E-C-Y-C-L-I-N-G. Recycling. 回收。Packaging, P-A-C-K-A-G-I-N-G, packaging, 包装。And finally, composting. Please note that the stress of this word is on the first syllable. Composting, 堆肥。
They don't recycle in my area, which is a bit of a problem. So we would like to recycle, but we can't put out recycling because the council isn't providing it. And the other things I think I'd like to do is I hate the amount of packaging things come in. And I know that it needs to be protected so you buy it, because if it's not in good condition, you don't want to buy it. But, you know, sometimes the amount of packaging is ridiculous.
这位女子说她所在的地区政府没有提供任何回收措施。另外他还抱怨食品的包装一层又一层太繁琐了。The amount of packaging is ridiculous.
In Toronto, where I'm from, we have composting provided by the city. We have, you know, really, 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 really good, recycling facilities provided by the city of Toronto. I mean, I live in Westminster and it's really not very good at all. They don't tend to care whether you mix things and, they don't give you bins, they just give you little plastic bags and...
讲话的男子呢，则把加拿大和英国进行了对比，说多伦多市政府向人们提供了堆肥设施 composting， 而伦敦却没有。However, most people we spoke to did come up with a lot of different eco-friendly products on the market. Listen,
I use soap nuts. Soap nuts they're a plant, and you put them in a little muslin bag.And you put them in the washing machine. So it's not powder, it's not liquid, it's actually the original, it's a soap nut, and supposedly that's where soap sort of comes from, some type of soap. Completely organic, yes.
Soap nuts 是一种天然植物，中文叫肥皂果。
You know, I try and use washing powder that's works at a lower temperature, so I can set my washing machine lower. And in general, I just try and buy things that don't have too much packaging in them, and recycled paper and that kind of thing. But yeah,
这个人提到了低温洗衣粉 washing powder. 接下来呢，是一位年轻的母亲，她说她使用多次性的儿童尿布和湿巾。
I have a baby, so we use reusable nappies and reusable washable baby wipes.We just use them at home, and then if we're out and about, then we use disposable ones.
We've heard two words with opposite meanings, reusable and disposable. Disposable 就是一次性的，而 reusable 是可重复使用的。And of course, the reusable ones are generally better for the environment. But what else do people do?
The whole house is energy-saving light bulbs.
节能灯 energy-saving light bulbs,are definitely getting popular in the UK and in China too in recent years.
We use public transport a lot. London is actually really good for that. I like the bikes are fantastic. I've never used them, but you can tell like, so many people use them.
Another thing that is encouraged in London is using bikes instead of using cars. Well, it's funny to think that while people are thinking of using bicycles more here in the UK...More people in China are buying cars instead of using bikes. What do you think? Well, let's recap some of the words and expressions we have learned today. World Environment Day, 世界环境日 Recycle, 回收 Packaging, 包装 Composting, 堆肥 Eco-friendly, 有益生态环境的 Soap nuts,肥皂果 ,organic, 有机的 reusable 可重复使用的 disposable 一次性的 energy saving light bulb 节能灯。 I hope you have learned something useful today and do drop us an email for what products you use to help protect the environment. It's chinaelt@bbc.co.uk 我是杨丽，谢谢收听，我们下次节目再会。